to the bricks of the previous layer or foundation. Think of the possibilities in terms of medical information. At this time, medical information is limited to handwritten records at one primary source, your primary care physician. If this physician has updated the records by entering them digitally, they are still limited in two ways. First, the data is limited to one source who can make errors in entering. Second, the data is limited locally to the one database used by the physician. This makes access much easier and clearer for the local physician, but does not help the patient when he or she goes to a specialist. Even though the patient may have been treated for years by this physician for depression, the new specialist does not have the records of the therapy or consultations, the failures in treatment, or the details of the precipitating events. At best, the new physician has a record of the current medications, drug allergies, and major events in the life of the patient. The physician is missing very important information, as the patient has not told this physician of childhood abuse, which affects everything from fear of authority figures to the choices of clothing worn in public and private. This physician does not know that the depression from which the patient is suffering has been lifelong and not situational. This physician does not know the reactions from the newest drug offered to help